Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. So glad to be here this morning. We're going to be sharing and studying in Hebrews 11, 12, and 13 this morning. But I have a little joke to tell you before we get started this morning. A man and wife got up in the morning. They were bickering back and forth about whose turn it was to make coffee. The woman says, it's a man's place to make the coffee. The man says, no, it's a woman's place. You're my wife. You need to make my coffee. Well, this went on for about 5 minutes. The woman left the room. She walked back in. She says, I know whose place it is to make coffee. She had a Bible in her hand. And her husband said to her, well, what do you mean? She says, look here. It says, he brews. I know that's pretty corny, but let's get started this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to be in your house. We love you so much, Lord. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to study your word and to learn from it, Father, all of us. For it's in Christ's name we pray. You're going to open up in Psalms 136. Psalms 136. Let's go ahead and start there. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him whom by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever. With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for his mercy endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his mercy endures forever, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his mighty army in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his mercy endures forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endures forever. Forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage. For his mercy endures forever. A heritage to Israel, his servant. For his mercy endures forever. Who remembered us in our lowly state. For his mercy endures forever. And rescued from us our enemies. For his mercy endures forever. Who gave food to all flesh. For his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven. For his mercy endures forever. You know, that's a great psalm to read and to learn from. As we start, I'd like to give a little bit of insight and talk a little bit about Hebrews chapter 11 before we get into the meat of the word this morning. In Hebrews 11, Paul tells his readers that faith is made of the things we hope for rather than the things that we can see. He said that it was faith that helped our ancestors survive, and it is by faith that we know that God spoke the world into being and created the things that we see all around us. Faith alone allowed Abel to offer God an acceptable sacrifice that outside of that of Cain. Abel was declared righteous and approved by God because of this. Although Abel died, it was through his faith that his voice was still heard. Enoch was taken up by the Lord and escaped the experience of death only because of his faith, which was pleasing to God. Noah was able to foretell the future because of his faith in God, which allowed him to heed God's warnings. He believed the truth that was given to him and built a great ark to save those in his house. For this reason, he turned away from the world to become an heir of righteousness through strong faith. That would give you a little bit of highlight of what we're going to be studying and reading in Hebrews chapter 11 through 13. We're going to open up with Hebrews chapter 11, where it says, "Now faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and though it he, being still dead, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he commended the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he would receive as an inheritance. For he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man to him as good as dead were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country which they came from out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of his sons of Joseph, and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to join the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Continuing on into Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And we say, praise you, Jesus, for all that you've done. Praise you, Jesus. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastises, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. But what son is there whom the father does not chastise? But if you are without chastising, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we had the human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? Were they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now know, chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful nevertheless. Afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be desolated, but rather heal. Pursue peace with all people and holiness without, which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. Well, you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. For you have not come to the mountain that you may be touched and that burned with fire, and the blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of the trumpet, in the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the words should not be spoken to them anymore. for they could not endure what was commanded. And if so much as breast touches a mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that seeks better things than that of Abel. See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall we say? For a time would fail me to tell about Gideon and Barak, and Samson and Jephthah, and of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kings, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, after weakness were made strong, became great in battle, turned to fight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tormented, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, of chains and imprisoned. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, and were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Well, let's go on and look at Hebrews chapter 13, continuing on. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwillingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is our helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith followed, considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied by them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, buried outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for which such sacrifice God is well pleased. Obey those who rule over you and be subjective, for they watch out for your souls, and those who must give account, let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable to you. Pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you that is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And I appeal to you, brethren, bear with the word of exhortation, for I have written to you in a few words. Know that our brother Timothy has been set free, with whom I shall see you if he comes shortly. Greet all those who rule over you, and all the saints, those from Italy, greet you. Grace, peace with you. Grace and peace with you all. Amen. Well, you know, those are interesting words from the Living Bible. Well, you know, let's look at today, see what's going on around us. People go out today, just like in Noah's day, they're clueless as to what's going to happen. You know, you look around and see people are so corrupt. They do not believe in God or know who he was. And the same is true back then as in today. We've got the same thing going on here. When Jesus comes back for his church, when the rapture happens, we as Christians will be taken, and all the children as well will be gone. All the children will be gone also, and the Holy Spirit. We must be ready for his return to take us home. Then the 7 years of hell on earth will begin. If you do not know Jesus Christ, our Lord, just ask him in your heart. Ask him to forgive you of your sins and believe that he died on the cross for you personally and rose from the dead. You know, then you'll be saved. It's as simple as that. Ask yourself, if I die today, where would I go? Do you think you're a good person? Well, none of us are good people. Christ Jesus made it so simple. Believe on him, his death on the cross. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. That's all that there is. It's that simple. But if you reject him, do not believe, you will find hell is a horrible place to be forever and ever, where the worm eats you from the inside out, and the fire burns you from the outside in. That is what hell is like. I gave you a little, exactly what hell is like. Let me give you a little, what I call the taste of hell, found in the scriptures, Rich Man and Lazarus, and Luke chapter 16 started. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid up at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And so it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was carried away. And being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Lazarus' bosom back then was a holding place for Christians. Before Christ died on the cross, we go to heaven now. The Christians went there to Abraham's bosom. That's what that is. Then he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great fixed gulf, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you, therefore, Father Abraham, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to them, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes from the dead, they will repent. But he said to them, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded till one rise from the dead. And that is so true. If the ears are closed today and they won't listen to what we have to say, won't believe to what we have to say, they're doomed. I feel so sad for those people who reject and refuse to even accept anything that God has, let alone talk about it. You know, I close a lot of these messages at the truck stop, but I think it's important here. And like I said before, I point the finger back at myself because I'm as guilty as anybody else. Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever hated anyone? Well, in God's eyes, you're a thief, a liar, and a murderer. And in a court of law, you'll be found guilty of these crimes. But there's great news. Jesus died for us on the cross in our place. By knowing him, loving him, being saved by him, we don't have to experience that. Okay, and Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:10, or with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for allowing me to share your message this morning. Thank you so much, Lord. Bless everybody here in my coffee shop and be with them and walk with them, protect them, love on them, Father. Lord, in Christ, Jesus' name, I pray and say thank you.